Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, fellow Christians. You know, the Lord warns us that the God of this world, Satan, blinds the minds of those who don't believe. And when your mind is blinded, you can't think straight, you can't see straight, you can't hear straight, you can't do anything straight. If the mind has been blinded, everything becomes upside down. And that's what the God of the world does. He lets you put all your energy, all your time, all your attention on things that are passing away. And that's this world. Everything we want to hold on to, everything that we cherish in this world, everything we want to, you know, slave labor for in this world is passing. And what that is a symptom of a blinded mind. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ never cut any corners when he spoke with the Pharisees. And I want to go to John 9, verse 43. This is Jesus talking to the Pharisees. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? And I believe that's part of the blinding of the mind process. When your lusts are all geared towards the things of this world, you cannot hear God's word. When all your time is taking up with worldly success, worldly affections, when you're bound in worldly lusts, worldly hatreds, worldly anxieties, when nothing is focused on your appointment with God, and we're all one day closer as soon as we wake up, we cannot hear his word. He goes on to say, you are of your father, the devil. In the lusts of your father, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Gang, this is how the Lord described the God of this world. He's a liar. He's a murderer. He's loaded with lusts, and the father is not in him. This is the world we are living in right now. And because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. You know, when you are witnessing to somebody that truly doesn't want to hear it, they could care less what you have to say. They do not want to hear it. Don't waste your words. Spread the seeds. Let somebody water. Let the Lord give the increase. Sure, be grieved, but don't let it take you over. Do your job. Spread the word. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, you Pharisees here, which of you convicts me of sin? And I say the truth. Why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears the word of God. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Why? Because the things of this world were their God, were their gods. How they looked, how they were in the congregation, their tithing. It said they would just be, you know, they wanted the respect of men more than the respect of God. Their minds were totally corrupted with things of the world, and they were religious spirits. They did all the religious things right. They had to memorize the Bible at that time. They you know, all their traditions and rituals. They tithed when they were supposed to tithe. They did their fastings, their continual religious things. And I don't believe the Lord was any more harsh on anybody in the Bible than here. He goes into detail. I'll read it again. You are of your father, the devil. In the lust of your father, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Before I came to know the Lord, that Satan was my father. He geared me up. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. You don't realize it, but you're going to be a son of one or the other. You might think you're making your own decisions. You are not. You are controlled like a puppet on a string. You might say, oh, Satan's not my father. Do you think these Pharisees were actually going to raise their hand and say, you're right, Jesus. Satan is my father. You're right. No, they hated him the more for speaking the truth. And it's hard for us to realize, but someone who's totally opposed to God, an unbeliever, his father is the devil. Yes. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, cares of the world, making a god of everything else other than knowing he is a piece of clay and God the Father is the potter and he is a creature and God is the creator, not knowing any of this. And that we're so sinful, we're so horrible as human beings that Jesus had to leave his heavenly home. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. The Word was God. The Word is God. He went into his own, but his own rejected him. Yes, because of Abraham and the tribe of Judah, Jesus went to the Jews, but they rejected him. So we've been grafted in. We've been grafted into the kingdom through faith. All people. Jesus Christ died for all human beings. He has died for us on the cross to give us a way to escape eternal damnation. And the Lord told us that whatever we do to the least of the brethren, we've done for him. Be God conscious in the fact that you know you are a creation. Don't let sin, the transgressions of the law, and you know it because now the law is written on your heart. You get shame when you do things that you shouldn't be doing. Yes, that's a good thing. That's called a conviction. Turn from your wicked ways. Realize there's a demonic force trying to manipulate you, treat you like a puppet, and guide you down all the wrong roads. But the deception is many times those roads are pleasurable. And that is the deception. There is pleasure in sin for a season. You might say, your excuse might be, well, everybody's doing it. It's fun. I'm not hurting anybody. Yes, you are in a demonic realm. You are giving grounds to the powers of darkness. This is a war. And a war has many different types of players in it. You have your infantry, your military, your armed forces, you have spies, you have snipers, you have bombers, all kinds of war. And the only way that we could defeat this enemy is by putting on the weapons of Jesus Christ. Yes, you read about him in Ephesians 6. And the offensive weapon is the sword of the Spirit. The thing we use to fight in the spiritual realm is the Word of God, which is truth. Yes, we're bound in righteousness. And we're ready to fight. But it is a war, people. It is a war. And the war is the war of deception. The war is the big fat worm on the hook. And you're the bass. That's the war. Satan really can't do anything to you when God's around you. He can't do anything. You open the door. You fall for the deception. You listen to the words. You listen to the cunning devices that Satan uses. You look at the circumstances instead of having your feet on the foundation of faith. You don't die to the flesh like you should be doing, but you give in. No, when we fight, there will be suffering in the flesh because the flesh is a demonic, satanic realm, excuse me, that ends on this planet. It's temporal. So don't let the temporal rule your life. Set your affections on things above, not on things of this world. And as Jesus Christ said here, which of you convinces me of sin? And I say the truth, Why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's word, but you therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. And what did they say? Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan, and thou hast a devil? And Jesus answered and said, I do not have a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeks and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keeps my sayings, he shall never see death. And the Lord warned us. He said, it's not what comes into a man that defiles him. It's what comes out of him. You know, evil thoughts, fornications, adulteries, murders, liars. That's what comes out of a man's heart. This is what Jesus Christ told us. That's why you have to have your heart and your mind. Well, you need a new heart. You must be reborn to see the kingdom of God. Get on your knees, repent, scream out to the Lord. Realize you are not your own. You're either a puppet of the devil or you're a child of God. One or the other. One or the other. Yes, your human reasoning doesn't want to hear that. Your human reasoning wants to say, well, everything's fine. It is not fine. All right? If it was fine, there'd be no death. If it was fine, there'd be no murder, crime, adultery, hatred, jealousy, envy, you name it. It is not fine. We are living in a world of sin, and it takes the conviction of the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart, change you, give you a new heart, and put you on the right path. And the right path is going to be a narrow path, uncomfortable path many times, because you can't go by what you see or what you hear or what you taste or what you feel. You have to go by faith. And faith is a substance unseen. Christian, we are crazies to the world. We believe our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, was born of a virgin, crazy, that he walked on water, crazy. But you know, every time you wake up, it's crazy. You have like 8 pints of blood moving through your body, right? You have a nervous system. You have eyes that can see and discern. These are all miracles. Everything's a miracle. Every insect's a miracle. Every animal's a miracle. Every blade of grass is a miracle. We're surrounded by the miracles of God in comparison to this deathly flesh nature that we have. It's so proud and arrogant, it thinks it runs the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not run the show. You want the right Father. You want the Father from above. You want Jesus Christ. You want the Holy Spirit, of which Jesus told us they are all one and they want to abide in us. Yes. Jesus the Father, through his miraculous plan, put himself in a word. The word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. The word was God. The word's name was Jesus. And Jesus had to die to let the power of the Holy Ghost come in you. So John 16, you could be convicted of your sin, you could be shown righteousness, and now you could judge. Hold fast, gang. It's getting very narrow. It's getting tough, but hold fast. Jesus lives within you. Lives within you. In his glory, he's coming back. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.